We're at the Musers Compound with the Musers here on the Hardline.
Hey.
Yay, all Musers.
You guys over there. It's too much.
By the way, how many beers?
Just a couple.
I enjoyed the Donovan Jubb free throw shooting contest.
Okay, you go try to shoot free throws on that uneven rim with the basketball.
So they're both
that is so
with a funhouse basketball goal and basketball missing the rim.
Junior, how overinflated is that basketball?
It's the most overinflated basketball I've ever held. It's unbelievable.
Just made a stroll through our compound, and there is soccer on, which Donovan apparently tried to watch because he is now asleep on the couch.
So how much has he had?
He's
not
had
much. Not much.
Three he had shots. Two shots during crosstalk.
And then soccer.
He had another shot.
Yeah. Soccer was the cold shot that got him.
Calm down, Greg. It's soccer. It's
anyway,
soccer.
We want to have you guys here because we're going to listen to some audio that we think is the most tension-filled Musers 10 p.m. mix ever on the ticket.
10 a.m.?
10 a.m. mix. Sorry.
It's okay.
Is this a Muser fight or is this a me and Norm skirmish?
Well, let's listen.
All right.
Do you think the Musers, they don't fight at 10
we
o'clock?
Never fight.
They're just trying to get out of there.
That's right.
And I do love Craig's bit. I heard it the other day again. Just the whole, when you guys play your favorite Bob and Dan fight for the 80th time.
Which is always George and Gordon. Wanting to hear it again.
And then recreating it themselves.
Right.
Obviously.
Then Bob and Dan would just replay
George and Craig fighting.
Something that made Craig look bad.
The reaction to get back at George and Gordon was to play my worst moments. And like we
you
always
yelling
say,
at Cray-Tray or something?
It's like George hits a home run, Gordon hits a home run, and then I'm the next guy up and they throw in my head.
Right.
He hadn't seen a good pitch in years.
I didn't realize we did that, but we do.
And again.
That's what they do.
So here, let's I want to play the full mix, coming out of the break and everything, just to give you a flavor of what.
So this
when
is probably
this, was
this
in
is
history.
22 minutes long.
Well, I'm going to. You'll be able to figure out what year it is in a moment. But let's just listen to. So it's many years ago.
You can hear the Twin Towers falling in the background. Okay. That'll give you an idea.
All right.
Of what year.
Well, so
hold on.
Yeah, hold on.
Next reference.
All right, tomorrow here on the program. We have big stuff. We have Jerry Jones at 8:10 and the big show that's coming to town at 8:50.
Wow, is that the day before?
One very big show that we have to talk about tomorrow. And we'll have tickets for it. And yes, we do have tickets for it, so don't miss the big show that's coming to town at 8:50. Friday, we had picks of the poll. And Norm?
You were not good.
I told you that you should have believed in the Mean Green.
Yeah.
See, you never heard of Woody, though. And Woody was introduced on Saturday. Is he the secret weapon?
Wait, pause it for a second. Can you pause it?
What's Woody?
I don't even know who Woody is.
I don't know either, but
D.T. Woodson?
Can you hear how tense Norm already is?
He came in prepared.
Had a rough week.
Yeah.
Rough week.
Not a great week.
Not a good week.
Not a good week.
Yeah.
He was pissed. He was pissed at himself.
He's overcompensating for the idea that he might try to avoid it.
Right.
Yeah. Well, yeah, wasn't good.
Yeah. I'm talking about it.
Yeah. How old was Norm at this point? Hold on. You're going to hear.
Oh.
And Woody was introduced on Saturday. Is he the secret weapon, the quarterback? He may be the secret weapon, that Woody Wilson. What's his deal? He is a runner. He can run and he can throw. And he had a 33-yard touchdown run in the second half against SMU and threw the ball really well, looked good. Put him back there with Jamario Thomas and you got something.
Man, they destroyed SMU. 24-6?
Yeah, 24-6.
Okay, so
it's
when
worst
I went
recording of all time.
So let
compressed.
It go.
It's just
very old.
Okay, unlistenable.
Already EQ'd it, it's fine.
Are you just going to S on this thing for 20 minutes or what?
No, I want to hear it. I just
replay some audio.
It's hard to hear.
Next year, all right,
well, I didn't ask you, bitch.
So hold on.
Jeez,
so when I look back.
Man. It's hot out here.
Look back at the series between SMU and North Texas. 24-6 was September 9th, 2006.
Okay.
That was a Saturday.
Okay.
September 9th. Sunday's
this
the 10th.
This was the
So this is September 11th.
This is the five-year anniversary.
And in fact, it is 1 year to the day after the Schedule for Human Beings fight between Norm and me.
Oh, my gosh. What is it about every September?
Are we gonna
September
to that
11th.
One?
September 11th. There's
we'll get there.
Are we going to listen to that one? Or will that make you have to throw it?
By the way, SMU has won a lot of these games between SMU
Not
and
Denton.
Quack. North Texas.
Not in Denton.
35-6-1 is their record all time.
Yeah, that's an opinion. In the last 40 years, it's pretty even.
Post-Hitler.
Post-Hitler, it's pretty even.
Okay, back to the audio that Gordo can't even listen to. It's so bad.
Bring it on.
But here we go.
It wasn't very good.
Mean Green. Good win for North Texas.
Yeah.
And a terrible loss for SMU.
Yeah, they're stinging on the hilltop after that one. Brutal loss.
All right, so Gordo has challenged the poll with his friend, the coin. And Gordo, what are the results? All right, Frito came in here and wanted to...
Hold on. So what would you do every week? You would just flip a coin against his exact same picks and see who did better?
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what you did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember that. And George brings this up here for some reason.
It didn't last that long.
It's really sorry
George,
of you.
George bringing it up. Okay, I'm so sorry,
I'm the fire starter.
To bring that up in front of Norm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Frito came in here and wanted to see what the coin would say, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, Norm, you went, what, 7-22? That was a terrible weekend. No.
7-22.
According to your website. This is according to normhitches.com, which may have incorrect information.
There's a shot.
Frito, you would jump on here? I believe I had 6 winners Sunday alone. I think I had 9 winners for the weekend.
Okay.
Frito? Frito? Frito says you're 7-22.
Yeah. 1-2. 1-2. Mm-hmm. Norm, I only have 4 winners on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
Did I miss one? Double play, maybe?
Heads up. Well, normally they revise this off the air.
Oh, you know what? There is a double play mistake there. He does have 6.
Right, so 9 and 20 for the week. 9 and 20. Okay, so what does that make the coin, Frito? Frito's got to recalculate the coin.
The coin is 12 and 17 now.
So the coin dropped that one double play that Norm had.
Yeah.
As Frito says with a wink over there.
No, not at all. Not at all. Y'all are being incredibly unfair here, by the way.
How?
Where were you during the bowl season when he was 19-8? Where were you, Gordon?
Well, Gordon's
that's
on vacation.
Before I recognized the problem.
You're probably dancing on JFK Jr.'s grave.
Oh!
Yeah. I'd like to laugh at Frito, but I have no idea what he said.
He's talking about dancing on JFK Jr.'s grave. Well, all right.
There's really 3 headsets here. Yeah.
Frito's taking off the gloves. You want me to take off the gloves, Frito?
Uh-oh. Not at all. I just think you're being incredibly unfair. That's all.
How?
Like I just said, you weren't there when he was 19-8 during bowl season.
Yes, I was here.
Where were you in 2002 when he was 22-1 during the NFL playoffs?
I was here.
And what were you saying?
I was unaware that he went 22-1.
Where was the coin then?
How about this? All right, so from now on, I mean, this is the first I've become aware of it, okay?
Okay,
so we do it for the rest of the season. That's the only way to do it.
To say, where were you when he was winning?
Well, I was here. I just didn't know. Yes, and Norm has had some great weeks, and he had some bad weeks like he had this week. The only way to fairly do this is to flip the coin every week and
every
compare
week.
It to the picks.
There's so we'll Junior. The
I mean, I'm interested in being fair on this, Frito, and for you to say that I'm not being fair, I think is somewhat disingenuous.
Do you like arguing, Gordo?
Oh, my gosh. It's like Johnny Cochran. Yes.
Also, is Frito a Kennedy? Like, why is he so worried about? Oh, he's dancing on the grave of JFK.
What are you, Kennedy?
He's just well because
shot he can.
I know the Norm.
He's trying to support
money.
Norm.
He made a lot of money off that website.
Yeah,
and he wanted people to like. I think half of that went to Frito, and so he wanted people to get on there.
Because I'm having a tough time figuring out why he's so juiced up about the whole thing. Now it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got Gordo with the. The voice inflection changes.
It's actually you, Frito, who's disingenuous.
Just sitting here with the coin.
And we'll see at the end. I mean, I'm interested in being fair on this, Frito, and for you to say that I'm not being fair, I think is somewhat disingenuous.
No, it's not fair to ever get into an on-air argument with you.
Why is that?
Because you pick and choose. You're a very good debater.
We're having fun here.
I thought that that's what we just covered about. There's no picking and choosing. We do it all season, and that way it's fair.
Which is fine.
So how am I picking and choosing?
If you want to diminish, you know, someone doing research and...
You know, in fact, we haven't even heard Norm since the first...
I know it, yeah.
You're like, hey, how'd
this
the poll do?
This is Frito like, versus Gordo.
Yeah.
He's seething, though.
He's sitting right there.
He's waiting to strike.
Yeah.
He's just waiting until the boiling point gets up to the top of the kettle.
I'm sorry I'm asking a redundant question. Was this on y'all's show or Norm's show?
Crosstalk.
Okay.
10 right. o'clock.
Okay.
On September 11th, 2006.
Oh, God.
This is their touching 5-year tribute.
Way to go, George.
To 9/11.
Yeah, it's no sex all night.
We're on.
So how am I picking and choosing?
If you want to diminish, you know, someone doing research and actually providing a service, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Providing a service?
It's a service.
How is it providing a service?
When
you go
winners.
When you go 9-18 or whatever he went.
And actually providing a service, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
No,
meals on wheels and providing a service.
No,
feeding
the
homeless.
The point is that we're examining this research and examining what's the point of doing this.
That's Frito's electric bills, that's what.
No, that's fine.
I mean, you guys financially gain by doing these picks, correct?
I think it is incredibly unfair.
Frito, do you financially gain by doing these picks?
No, you're not.
Gordon, what's your point here? Do you want me to stop picking games?
Yeah, do you want me to stop picking games?
Yes, that's the point. Is
okay,
it
the
I want you to stop doing some things also, Gordon.
Okay,
we'll
like
talk
what?
After the air.
Like what?
Mocking dead people?
I'm with Norm on that.
I am too. I'm with him.
What do they
I'm
care?
With Norm.
All I used to talk to my parents about was you mocking dead people.
Yeah, yeah. Mocking dead people.
Gordon, what's your point here? Do you want me to stop picking games?
Yeah, do you want me to stop picking games?
That's the point.
Wait, Gordon, Frito, just Frito, yeah.
You
want to?
Yeah, what about that?
Gordon, what's your point?
Like, this is the winning thread. We found Gordon's weak spot.
Gordon, what's your point here? Do you want me to stop picking games?
Yeah, do you want me to stop picking games?
Yeah, that's the point. Is it the reason? I want you to stop doing some things also, Gordon.
Okay,
we'll
like
talk
what?
After the air. Like what?
After the air.
Off the air,
is
after
it
the
off
air.
The air or
I said off.
Awkwardly worded.
After.
I want you to stop doing some things also, Gordon.
Okay, like what?
After the air. Like what? Mocking the...
Drop is
that
so
needs
great.
To be a drop.
Yeah. All right. Sorry. Hold on.
Mocking dead people.
What, you bringing up the JFK thing?
No,
nobody has to keep
no,
coming back to that.
No.
Wait. The whole show.
Okay. Who? We can bring up several others.
Who?
No.
All right. So he can bring up several others.
Yes.
And this is just getting started.
Right.
So we hear the dramatic conclusion next.
Yay.
On the ticket.
Yeah.
That's a tease, America. That is a tease.
And remembrance liner on the
right.
Let's
pause for
Corby. The Cowboy game was on Sunday the 10th. They lost the season opener to Jacksonville, despite Drew Bledsoe throwing for 246 yards.
Oh.
Despite that,
well, this was T.O.'s debut.
He did throw 3 interceptions.
Oh.
Oh. That hurts.
2006.
And Norm had picked.
That's when they made the switch to Romo.
That was one of the picks you had to pay for.
That's right, George. The Carolina game, they switched
Carolina.
To Romo.
Yeah.
I'm going
to
charge Craig with not allowing us to have fun there at the end. It was still heated
I
up.
I let it go
Craig's,
20 minutes.
Yeah, Craig's broadcast instincts, I would say, are about 10 minutes too late on that thing. Like, all the points had already been made, and we were still going. So we probably should have cut it off a few
but
minutes
But when there's
time.
Chaos like that, if you step in the middle, you risk getting run over.
That's true.
So I had to pick my moment.
Yeah, you don't want to get in the middle of that. It's like two dogs fighting. You don't want to.
Yeah, you don't want to get
that.
Torn up, do you?
No.
More
now, the real
dog.
Way to do it is what Blake does, which is he fades Norm every week and wins picks with friends and has for several years now. And Norm just doesn't know.
What? It is weird.
What do you do, Blake? You go to the website?
I visit that same website and just pick the opposite.
Do you really? Every week?
Yeah, and I think I won 90 games last year.
out of 150, yeah. If Norm bets heavily on something, a double or a triple, Blake makes it his triple every week.
And I beat Chappie.
He beat my dad. He spends all of his time on gambling. And beats us.
So great.
Dave, at this time?
I think so.
And so, yes, Gordo would flip a coin every week just to see how it matched up against Norm's pick. And apparently...
I wonder how long that lasted.
The coin was winning
weeks.
At this point.
This had to be the last week. Had to have been.
Yeah.
And the thing is, this is what was weird about the Frito thing. Frito was the one who would come up to me and say, hey, the coin beat Norm. There was some kind of private, he liked delivering me to me the news, the intel of what was going on.
So but you're charging someone with being different and this on is the news. Air than they are off the air.
Yes, something I'm very guilty of, yes. Okay.
But you changed a lot, for sure.
Only in the past 5 years, though.
We'll get to that.
Is it a rolling past 5 years?
Yes. There's a rolling average that happens.
So we're right in the middle of the mix.
Prediction.
We got about 6 more minutes of the mix, and we're just getting heated up right now.
Yes.
Frito, do you financially gain by doing these things? Gordon, what's your point here? Do you want me to stop picking games?
Yeah, do you want to stop picking games?
Yes, that's the point. Is it the research? I want you to stop doing some things also, Gordon.
Okay,
we'll talk after the air.
Like what?
Mocking dead people.
What, you bring up the JFK thing?
No,
you might have to keep going back to that.
No.
Wait, the whole thing.
Okay, who's? We can bring up several others.
Who? No, and here's the point.
I don't choose to tear our
wait,
own
do you financially gain by the picks?
Yes.
Is that the reason you do it?
No.
Okay.
Gordon, how damn many years do you know how I've been doing picks?
So,
how damn many years?
You're asking
damn many years.
If he does these picks for financial gain, and he's
he said no.
No, it's just it's the service.
He provided a real opening right there, though.
So, yeah, what is he? Is he claiming he only breaks even? He only just tries to cover his cost of picking games?
Questions he doesn't want to answer.
Gain by the picks?
Yes.
Is that the reason you do it?
No.
Okay.
Gordon, how damn many years do you know how I've been doing picks? You don't have any idea, do you?
I
want
to guess. Can I guess?
You don't have any idea. How many years?
Can I guess?
Yeah, sure.
Let's see. You are, what, 63?
Mm-hmm.
I would say you've been doing it since you were 18.
I've been doing it 31 years.
And Gordon, how much did it cost?
And by the way,
can you pause it real quick?
We're getting lost in the math.
What an unnecessary cycle back in your own end that was.
Yeah.
Just passing back and forth. It doesn't matter how long he's been doing it. It doesn't matter if Gordon can guess it correctly.
Right. Oh, you got it. Yeah. All right. Argument over.
You totally underestimated him.
Yeah.
Let's let the coin decide.
Waste of time.
How many years?
Norm was hoping
coin
for a
says?
Line change there. Yeah.
How much did it cost?
And by the way,
the first 25 of the years, I had no website, nothing happened.
And how
well,
much
yeah,
did it cost
I mean, there
me
was
to
no
listen to the
internet,
poll?
So it's
how much did it cost me to listen to
what
listen
mean?
To the picks of the poll? You obviously know
by the way,
the poll. How much
they're
did you
posted
pay for
free.
No, no, I get it free off the normhitchings.com.
The picks are posted
for free.
I make no money on those. We post them free.
Wait, I thought I just asked you made money on your picks, and you said
on the website I do. The picks are posted totally free on the website.
Well, I'm confused what we're talking about then. I thought we were talking about the picks.
You were talking about the picks of the poll, which are free. Every week he does them on the air and they're posted for free.
Then how do you make money off the picks if they're
free? Because there'll be some late plays from handicappers around the country I'll put in the clubhouse, and I'll give you some late thoughts on games as things that happen on the weekend.
Okay, so there's a different level of picks of the poll just means picks of those are the free
those
picks.
Those are the ones that are
and then there's Norm's picks, which are not the same as picks of the poll. That's what I was confused by.
You know, extra picks, not different picks from the poll. Extra picks on certain games. For instance, I Saturday posted 2 picks, and that was Auburn and Michigan State, that I thought would win easily.
More
and they did.
Back and forth.
Yeah. Don't, that won't always
okay,
happen.
So I want to get back to, okay, so you, I mean, you brought it into this realm of personal, which was making fun of dead
Gordon,
people or
Gordon,
profiting
Gordon,
off of dead
Gordon,
people or whatever you said.
Gordon, you spend your whole career making things personal.
Okay, tell me how.
Oh. Every day you come into studio, you make something personal.
I'm like what?
I think that
oh,
is
Gordon.
Please,
I think that's wildly inaccurate.
Like what? Like some kind of innocent person who doesn't.
No, I want you to tell me how. Because I
have a Red Riding Hood. Mm-hmm.
That's where we're going. Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
I think that's
it's
wildly
getting good.
Inaccurate. Like what? Like some kind of.
It's wildly inaccurate.
What is?
That's what you're saying
make
to him.
Personal.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Is,
yes.
Wow.
About,
oh, it's so. This? I'm so offended.
Exactly.
I'm,
what are you talking about?
Wildly inaccurate. So wildly inaccurate.
I think that's wildly inaccurate. Like
what?
Like some kind of innocent person who doesn't.
No, no. I want you to tell me how. Because I think
I
have massively changed the way I do things in the past 5 years.
No.
I would say.
Don't play Little Red Riding Hood with me.
What does that mean?
I don't want to hear it.
What does that mean?
I don't want to hear that you're an innocent little girl with a basket heading through the woods for grandmother's house.
Is.
I don't want to hear it.
Well, Norm, you've made this big claim, and I think I've changed the way I've done things in the past 5 years. I don't think you're recognizing that.
Chickley.
All right.
Yeah, this is, I think it's probably one of the only times ever, if not the only time, Gordon might have a tiny bit of shake voice.
Yeah. And so he says 5 years, and this is 2006. So Gordon is saying since 9/11.
9/11 changed everything for me. And you know what?
Was it the second plane?
Oddly enough, it had nothing to do with the towers. It had to do with the fact that Bob Sturm did what he did that night.
Yeah.
With all those people that had just died.
Made a 9/11 baby.
Yeah. And I was so offended by that that I had to change the way I did things. And then a lot of people didn't respect that.
Okay, but this is jerk. This is the real gold.
What does that mean? I don't want to hear that you're an innocent little girl with a basket heading through the woods from grandmother's house. I don't want to hear it. Well, Norm, you've made this big claim, and I think I've changed the way I've done things in the past 5 years. I don't think you're recognizing that. All right?
Yep.
And I find it very hard to stomach this moral high ground from you and sitting here saying that I do that when I don't think that's true. All right?
Man, I cannot cut this tension with a knife.
Boy, I love the Gordon fight, though. Or the Gordon, just the way you're crafting this argument. You can't even stomach.
I can't. No. I was so
beyond
offended.
The pale.
I don't know. Just appalling to me.
I can't stomach it.
How did these tables get so turned?
He's the offensive one.
I find it very hard to stomach.
It very hard to stomach this moral high ground from you and sitting here saying that I do that when I don't think that's true. All right.
Wait, pause it for a second. So this is the first time I'm noticing that there is a similarity between this and the Lee Corso thing. And I find it very hard. Okay,
All right.
I guess I'll just say good day then.
And I find it very hard to stomach this moral high ground from you and sitting here saying that I do that when I don't think that's true. All right?
And I cannot cut this tension with a knife.
Norm is next.
No, it is, Hanson. I will say several things to Norm off the air because I don't want to bring them on the air because that would be the very thing that you don't want me to do. The very thing that you accuse and say that I would do. So I shouldn't show any reserve according to your character that you have with me.
Do.
What did I just do? I said I don't see the point of someone who gets so into games. This is
you
in general,
have,
not
you
just
have
you.
Any idea that the pics of the poll were free?
No, and I was still somewhat confused by you saying that you make money off of it. I don't understand that. I'm not as well versed in it as you are.
Bingo.
Oh.
Bingo.
What, well versed?
What? I don't know. I don't understand the ins and outs of it like you do.
I'm
at an information disadvantage, and I wish you would.
Well, okay, so it's he's doing that. What's the Bailey and Mott kind of thing here? He's doing the. Sometimes he's talking about the free picks, and sometimes he's not. So he keeps switching back conveniently between those things,
and never made it really clear which one he's talking about at any given time.
Yeah. So therefore, it keeps the conversation gray enough that he can exist in that area.
And you can't stomach that.
I can't stomach that.
Not going to stand for
it. Not the way you were raised.
When he's taking the moral high ground over there.
I don't understand that. I'm not as well versed in it as you are, Norm.
I love that.
And I'm sitting here trying to understand. Did you go to the website and see all the picks of the poll free? I saw the results of the picks of the poll.
And you see them every week.
See, what you're not saying is Frito whispers it to you.
You've never been to his website. In all honesty, I'd probably never even gone to the website. This is just what Frito had handed.
There's not a chance in hell you went to the website.
Right.
I don't understand that. I'm not as well versed.
Do I ever bust Frito in any of this?
There is not a chance in hell that you gave one whit about any of it until you came back on the weekend. And you're like, oh, yeah, the coin. Meanwhile, he's grinding, thinking, oh, my God, the coin is beating me.
Right.
I need a big Sunday.
Yeah.
And I'm certainly sitting here trying to understand, did you go to the website and see all the picks of the poll free? I saw the results of the picks of the poll.
And you see them every week. You see them when they're up there, and you see them when every week, every game, every play.
Right. But there's extra picks that I didn't know about. And those are not posted, or they are posted?
No. They are posted in the clubhouse for people who wish to pay a very small monthly amount.
Oh, it's so tiny.
It's so reasonable.
Now he's doing
it's
an ad.
Very reasonable. Anyone could afford it for the cost of a cup of coffee.
No. They are posted in the clubhouse for people who wish to pay a very small monthly amount.
Right. And so but even that doesn't even matter because you're saying you don't do it for the money.
All right, I'll tell you what. Let's continue this conversation off the air. Norm's got a lot of Cowboys stuff to get to. We're back tomorrow morning at 5:30 on the ticket.
Maybe.
Wait. See you then, everybody.
What was the Cowboy game?
2006.
Week one.
Wait, let's hear the legal ID back then.
Dallas Cowboys. This is the new radio home of the Dallas Cowboys. Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. KTCK Dallas Fort Worth. KTDK.
I don't even remember that.
A Cumulus station.
Right. Now they would go.
Any questions here? Let's get it on.
They'd go right into the Norm Open.
The only way that could have been better is that if instead of the Norm Open, it was a somber 9/11 remembrance liner on the
right.
Let's pause for
Corby. The Cowboy game was on Sunday the 10th. They lost the season opener to Jacksonville. Despite Drew Bledsoe throwing for 246 yards.
Oh.
Despite that.
Well, that was T.O.'s debut.
He did throw three interceptions.
Oh.
Oh. That hurts.
2006.
And Norm had picked.
That's when they made the switch to Romo.
That was one of the picks you had to pay for.
That's right, George. The Carolina game, they switched to Romo.
Yeah.
I'm going to charge Craig with not allowing us to have fun there at the end. It was still heated
up. I let it go 20 minutes.
Yeah, Craig's broadcast instincts, I would say, are about 10 minutes too late on that thing. Like, all the points had already been made, and we were still going. So we probably should have cut it off a few minutes.
But when there's chaos like that, if you step in the middle, you risk getting run over.
That's true.
So I had to pick my moment.
Yeah, you don't want to get in the middle of that. It's like two dogs fighting. You don't want to.
Yeah, you don't want to get torn up, do you?
No.
Moron. Now, the real way to do it is what Blake does, which is he fades Norm every week and wins picks with friends, and has for several years now, and Norm just doesn't know.
What?
It is weird.
What do you do, Blake? You go to the website?
I just visit that same website and just pick the opposite.
Do you really? Every week?
Yeah, and I think I won 90 games last year.
out of 150, yeah. If Norm bets heavily on something, a double or a triple, Blake makes it his triple every week.
And I beat Chappie.
He beat my dad. He spends all of his time on gambling and beats us.
So great.